Welcome to The Art Career, a space breaking barriers by letting you sit in on candid, straightforward conversations with leading art professionals in visual arts, writing, music, theater, and film. I'm your host, Emily McElreath, and I invite you to join me for inspirational conversations with icons of our generation. We dive deep into topics like self-development, career trajectories, mental health, social justice, and the artists that have changed our lives. With each episode, our mission is to empower you, expanding your journey through the arts. Join us for new episodes every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts. The Art Career is thrilled to announce its partnership with Glimpse. Glimpse Guides are a collection of luxury guidebooks with an outstanding social mission we are proud to support. Featuring the best of hotels, restaurants, activities, and itineraries for each featured city, Glimpse Guides also include recommendations and travel tips by a curated selection of tastemakers. The most exciting part of Glimpse Guides is 100% of their profits go to Give a Glimpse, which provides funding for educational travel scholarships for underserved students. What is better than that? Glimpse believe that travel is the most important form of education, and it is their mission to send as many deserving students abroad as possible. Glimpse also offers luxury trip design services with VIP perks like early check-in, room upgrades, restaurant and spa credits, welcome gifts, and more. Glimpse has quickly become our one and only travel planner. Go check them out at glimpseguides.com and tell founder Jordan Rhodes that the Art Career Podcast sent you. Marina Press Granger worked in the New York City art world for years, mostly as a gallery director, and really hated seeing artists get the runaround. Working in galleries during the time that social media became a thing, she realized that the internet was causing a massive shift in the art world. Suddenly, artists had so much more power in curating their online presence, which allowed them to get in front of anyone and everyone without traditional gatekeepers. So, in 2018, she started the Artist Advisory, a company that guides visual artists on how to progress in their careers and get their work out there. To date, Marina has reached thousands of artists, teaching them the business side of being an artist while helping them navigate using the internet to gain connections. In addition to using analytical business acumen acquired through years of experience and a BA and MA in art history, Granger also uses the mindset shifts and spiritual tools to enhance the success of the artists she works with. She is also a Reiki master and certified in classic Chinese feng shui. You can find Marina in Forbes, British GQ, Hyperallergic, Time Out New York, and the New York Post. And you can always tune in to what she has to say on her podcast, The Artist Advisory Hotline. So Marina, thank you so much for being on the Art Career Podcast. We were just right before we started recording, I was apologizing to you because our initial interview was last week or 2 weeks ago, and I was on the road, and my editor Ben texts me, and he's like, "Are you getting on?" And I was like, "Getting on what?" And he was like, "You're interviewing Marina today," and I just like pulled over in my pickup truck. I was like, "Fuck!" And then I'm into just like brutal honesty. You know, there have been times in my life, obviously I drop the ball and I'm like, I make up an excuse, you know, obviously we've all done that. This time I was like, yeah, no, this is my sign that I am ready to hire an assistant because
there's like, I was just telling you, once a month, I'll drop the ball on something and it's horrible. And then I said to you, you probably understand. And then I was like, no, you probably don't, because I've done all my homework and you just seem so organized. To which you said...
So, and I was like, yeah, I come off as so organized. But, and then I said, hey, you know, Emily, are you into astrology? And you were like, yeah, I'm into astrology. So I was like, okay, it's safe. It's safe to talk about this. I said, I'm a Virgo rising. So there are, in astrology, there's something called the big three. There's the sun sign, which yes. is what we all say our sign is.
Okay.
Like, I'm a Sagittarius. I was born in December.
Okay.
And you can send your gifts to me. Just kidding. Okay. So, and then there is the rising sign,
okay.
Which is, I believe, what you exude, like the energy that you exude mm-hmm. to people, and then the moon sign, which is what governs your emotions. And so when you put in your like information into a birth chart, it's really interesting. You get to learn these things about yourself, and so for example, I learned that I come off as very organized because I'm a Virgo rising. That's the energy I exude. But I was saying, Emily, when, you know, I'm the type of person that like everything looks so spotless and like pristine in my office, and it's like a jack in the box comes out and you're like, ah. So, yeah.
Growing up, my mom always had what we called our junk drawer. Is that a common thing in households? We had our junk drawer, and like, I'm not kidding. Every drawer downstairs in my house right now is a junk drawer. Like, there's just, including where like the glasses are, you know, like there's Zicam in there and Advil and like lighters. It's a mess. Anyway, Marina, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I have been kind of quietly watching you from afar for years now. You know, I've been aware of who you are, what you do. There was, you know, I've had such a long journey of twisting roads. There was a time where I was even like, is this going to be my competitor? Is this going to be someone that I have to do better than, because I'm not going to? I was like looking at everything you were doing, and it's just so impressive. First of all, tell our listeners a little bit about what you do, like in a nutshell, who you are in our industry.
Oh, thank you so much for that intro. And I got to say, we also sat on a jury together. Do you remember that?
What jury? Was it the Affordable Art Fair?
Yes,
I do.
Yeah, for the Curatorial Excellence Award.
We were on the jury together.
Yeah, we were on the jury together. And I was so impressed. Like, the moment I saw that we were on the jury together, I was like, yes, I made it. So right back at you. And I'm like so grateful to be on this podcast. But in a nutshell, I have this job, this company that I totally made up 5 years ago. And I was working in New York City galleries and other cultural institutions for about 15 years mm-hmm. before I started my company, The Artist Advisory. And while I was working in the art world, I really worked with some amazing people and some not so amazing people. And I really did not like seeing talented artists get the runaround. It just touched a nerve for some reason. And when I started this company, I had this moment where I was like, well, I have this idea. I really want to do this. And if I'm going to screw up, I better screw up now. Mm-hmm. Like, I have time to experiment with a company. And so I started my company, which is called The Artist Advisory. And what I do in a nutshell, in a very clinical sense, is I help artists with branding and marketing, mm-hmm. right? But artists aren't clinical, right?
Yes.
The art world isn't either. It's all about energy. And so what I do is I help artists align with their own message, learn how to communicate it, and so they get into the right circles and in front of the right people, and everything feels so much easier for them.
So there is an element. So this is interesting. There is an element that you probably don't forward market this element because obvious reasons, but there's a big energy element in what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. See, 100. I don't think because of what you just said, I mean, it's like, we're not clinical, you know, and like there is so much magic and energy that goes into what we all do in these creative industries. However, you know, if right off the bat, if you're going to be paying someone or paying for something, you want it, even those of us that are into that sort of thing, you want to know that you're going to get concrete results and steps that don't only have to do with the energy side of things. And I think what I'm hearing is you like really beautifully incorporated both, right? Because it's very logical and straightforward what you're doing too.
Absolutely. So thank you for seeing that. I think that, you know, first of all, when we go to kind of like the end result in the art world, which is to have an artwork on the wall in someone's home or in an institution, people are buying work, they're acquiring work because they like the energy that it exudes. Mm-hmm. And every time an artwork is made, an artist imprints their energy on it. Right. This is so, so important. But you're absolutely right in that, in addition to this energetic mm-hmm. thing, I start off with the very, very practical, right? It's like so important to not get lost with sort of your head in the clouds about this thing. And it's a very thin line. It's a fine line because one of the most beautiful things about energy is you trust the universe. The universe is like your parent. Sometimes it tells you to take a nap before your play date and you really don't want to, but it's okay to do that, right? You have to trust the universe. So in that way, the how of the question of how it's going to happen keeps popping up. That's a very human condition. But what happens is, when you release the how, it all happens, right? But you can have a however. And that however is how you actually do the stuff to get your work out there and how you present it.
Are you helping artists on, you know, I think that you and I can agree whether you've went to school for art or you have an undergrad or graduate degree, or you didn't go to school at all, it doesn't matter. All three of those options are great. We really aren't taught anything about, you know, business management or operating, because artists are business owners. They're entrepreneurs. Like that's what's not, you know, I know you know this. Almost every artist I've talked to, like, yeah, I graduated with this degree and I'm like totally comfortable with everything having to do with my work and that growth, but I feel totally lost right now, you know? And so is that, cause you started off by saying, you know, I was working in the industry and I didn't like seeing the artists get the runaround, but was it also trying to fix the issue of artists really not knowing how to manage themselves?
100%. Because, you know, in art school, whether or not you go to art school, but if you go to art school, you are generally taught that, you know, just make your work and it will come, right? Whatever it is. And I saw that that wasn't necessarily the case. Right. And so, yes, it's so important to realize as an artist that you are the boss of yourself, of your mm-hmm. studio. And there are very popular artists working today who have realized this. For example, Jeff Koons, right? He's got a studio. He's the boss of his studio. And think whatever you may of him and his work, he sees himself as a business. Yeah. And in his way, he's very successful. Mm-hmm. So I think that is one of the first things you can do is to really see yourself as a business. But yeah, I absolutely help artists see themselves that way.
And also, like you said, to figure out what that, you know, when you're going out there, what it is you actually want, right? Like, there are some artists that just want recognition. There are some artists that want recognition and money. There are some artists that are practicing art for art's sake and really, like, as long as their group of peers, you know, is into their work. So you have to figure out what it is that you want to. I think this is all really interesting, and you and I are so much on the same page with so many things. Like, this was an issue that I saw. This was originally why I started this podcast in the first place. That's why I'm so impressed with how you've implemented everything in your business. And because I know, like, I am telling you, and there are so few of us that really do know, I really know how much it takes to build something like that, you know, hundreds of thousands of hours and years worth of just unfolding the next thing, right? There's always a next thing as a female entrepreneur, business owner, someone, you're doing something, as far as I'm concerned, no one's doing as well as you, right? The way you're doing it. We've got a ton of really talented people, but there's something in your marketability that's so smart. And that, for me, like, that is not lost on me, because I know what it takes. You know, like, I was the girl who was, like, studying Jenna Kutcher 9 years ago, like, okay, so I have to do this.
I took her podcasting class.
Me too. You know, like, all those hours we've spent just, like, in the online workshops and figuring out and building websites and marketing ourselves and finding clients, you know, like, I have always worked with emerging artists, right? Like, always, I curate them, I work with them. And at one point, I was doing artist consultations and I loved it so much, but it started getting really chaotic because I didn't have myself organized in a way in which you are. And I was completely burnt out doing it. I'd be like, okay, I'll talk to these, like, it's fine, I'll do like 5 artists a week. And if I was so lucky, and by the end of the week, I was like, I was giving all of myself all the time and always feeling like I could do more, 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 making promises that I would always keep, but I shouldn't have, you know, like, I was really learning the hard way. And I was the one that was getting burnt out. Like, I believe any artist that's worked with me has been happy with the outcome. So originally the podcast was like, okay, how can I put free content out there that's going to help as many artists as possible that I can somehow eventually monetize, right? Like, you have your free content, you have your free PDF that you can download, right? Like, you are constantly putting out this. This is what people don't understand. If you only paid attention to your Instagram and your website and you really took the time, you know, I'm not saying, like, you wouldn't even have to spend the money, but it's true. Possible. Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's true. So there's something you said earlier that I'm at the edge of my seat to talk about. And you mentioned earlier that artists, once they understand their goals, that's when they can start to achieve them. And you're so right about that. But one thing that I remember from working with so many artists, I've worked with hundreds of artists at this point, I learned that artists often come to me with limiting beliefs that they impose on themselves about their goals. And because they have these limitations that they impose on themselves, their goals that they, whatever their goals are, they quiet their goals. They make their goals so much lower. Like, for example, I've always heard this one, and this is a total myth, that you have to show for 10 years before a gallery decides whether or not they would want to represent you. Like, you have to have a CV that is 10 years old of exhibition history before a gallery would even consider representing you. And that is a huge misconception. It's a myth. And so artists would come to me with this myth in mind, and they would think, okay, well, you know, I obviously, they wouldn't even like tell me this, that they believe this, right? They wouldn't even tell me this myth. And they would say to me, well, you know, I just want to be in a group show somewhere, or, you know, maybe just submit my work to some galleries. And I'm thinking, why are your goals so small, right? And when I start to speak to them and question them, they have this, they reveal this limiting belief to me. And I'm like, hey, this is not true. And the bottom line here is that no one is supposed to be giving you a permission slip to have a goal, right? And there's no reason for you to hold yourself back. And similarly, like you and I with our businesses, mm-hmm. we just did it. And I got to say, I'm so impressed with how you did it, because your podcast lifts the veil on the art world, which is something that I've always wanted to do. Like, this is where we really align. And you have had such amazing artists on this podcast, such amazing people. And it is just like so cool to see.
The Art Career is thrilled to announce its sponsorship from the New York Studio School for season 4. Founded in 1964 as an intensive studio arts program with an emphasis on perception, artists learning from artists, and drawing as the most direct means of describing one's ideas or experiences, the Studio School offers an array of full-time and part-time programs that prioritize small classes and individual guidance from dedicated instructors distinguished in their fields. It is located in the heart of Greenwich Village in a National Historic Landmark building that was once home to the original Whitney Museum of American Art. The school invites you to join its free public programming, including the evening lecture series, which for more than half a century has been a cornerstone of the New York City art world and can now be experienced worldwide via live streaming. Visit nyss.org to enroll in classes, see what's on in the gallery, register for evening classes, and more. To learn more about full-time study at New York Studio School, schedule an in-person tour or a virtual meeting by emailing info@newyorkstudioschool.org. Here's a question. It's so tricky too, because not every artist is going to make it, right? Whatever that means to them, okay? How do you manage, this is a hard question. How do you manage an artist that you don't truly believe is going to reach their goal? Or do you ever feel mm-hmm. that way?
This is a great question.
It's an uncomfortable question, but it's great. Like, the best
thing. It's such a good question.
Go on.
You know, because the thing about goals is, you know, sometimes I'll work with an artist. For example, I've worked with this one artist who just wants to show her work in a gallery, and that's a big, big goal of hers. However, she has been selling her work for having a six-figure income annually from selling her work for decades. And part of that, of the way that I navigate that is, first of all, I understand what success is subjective. It's subjective mm-hmm. to everyone, right? Like, you might be, it's almost like, I was listening to, I'm going off on a tangent here, but I promise this will make sense. So I was listening to, like, for example, Matthew Perry's memoir. Mm-hmm. I like to listen to audiobooks, mm-hmm. and he didn't feel successful when he was like at the top of his game because he didn't have the relationships that he wanted to have. He didn't feel the way that he wanted to feel on the inside, even though he was raking in $1 million per mm-hmm. episode, right? And so the same thing happens where artists and everyone has their goals in mind, and they just, if they don't achieve their goals, they think of themselves as unsuccessful. Mm-hmm. So one of the ways that I navigate this is I sit down with the artists that I work with, and we write down everything they've achieved that mm-hmm. they're proud of. And once we do that, they're in this vibration of gratitude and power. They feel so much better about how, you know, whatever, screw that goal. Mm-hmm. Look at all these other things that I've achieved. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when they're in that very good mood and that vibration of gratitude and power is when they can open up to more possibilities and continue going towards that goal. And that's when it actually happens.
It's so smart.
Or it has a chance of happening.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so essentially for you, obviously, because you're still in business, you are constantly seeing results because you're able to navigate success based on how an artist is approaching their goals and being able to kind of mold them to what, you know, it's not, you and I both know this, right? We started out at a certain point in life and we're like, this is what you're going to do. And then it's like, no, Emily, actually, like, that's not what you're going to do. You either don't like it that much or you're not that good at it. And so then I stay in the same thing, but I like move over here and then I move here and then I move here and then I move around, you know? And so I think you're so right. And that's such a good example. Like that artist who wants to show in a gallery, she's probably making more than the both of us right now. You know what I mean? So it's like, well, it's like,
you know, the other thing about this is a lot of the time our idea of success is other people's idea of success, yeah. not our own.
Yeah, like totally.
If we really wanted to adhere to other people's mm-hmm. idea of success, then I'm sure that many people listening to this podcast, if they were going to do that, they would go and become like doctors or lawyers or accountants or whatever. Mm. And they wouldn't be artists to begin with or in the art world. But I had this huge aha wake up moment when I was in college, or maybe even before college. Everything, you know, back then was a kind of a blur. But I think of it this way. There are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of art galleries in New York City alone. And think about the world. There's hundreds of thousands of art institutions, if not millions. And there's space for everyone. I know.
You're so right. You're so right. It's finding your groove, whatever that is. And you are helping artists figure out what that is in a nutshell, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You find your groove and you get in it. That's going to be my new motto.
I mean, that's what you're doing. And and if I were an emerging or mid-career, whatever, artist, that's kind of what I would want to hear, you know, like, okay, I can't promise you A, B, and C, but I can promise you, you're going to find your groove. And with the right steps, you're going to accomplish what is going to make you personally feel fulfilled. That's very smart. It's like, it's such a smart approach and it's not bullshit. You know, I think So what are the ways in which someone can work with you? Can you can join the Artist Academy? What are the different ways? Market yourself for a second.
Okay. All right. Let me market myself for a second. So at the moment, I have the Artist Academy, which is a class that I have taught for 4 years now. And inside this class, it's fully self-paced. I used to teach it live, but now it's fully self-paced and you can do it whenever you like. And what it helps you do is it helps you learn what your message is, learn how to present your message, and then you build a roadmap that is custom to you. And I know this sounds like ridiculous, like how can I customize a roadmap without you, Marina? Well, I'm there teaching you how. And you customize a roadmap to how you want to get in front of the right people. And in a nutshell, I will teach you just, you know, in like less than 5 minutes, how this is done. Because whether or not, and like we said earlier, I have so much free content out there. I have my podcast. I have a free masterclass coming out very soon. It might be out by the time this podcast comes out, where you get to learn how to get how to present your work and get it in front of the right people. I also have a small course coming out really soon called How to Know Which Galleries Are Right for You. And you can learn all about this on my website on theartistadvisory.com. You can follow me on Instagram, the_artist_advisory. And I, at the moment, am not taking one-to-one clients any longer. However, there is a chance for you to work with me one-to-one coming up in that free masterclass. So you can go ahead and tune into that. But I have to tell you this. So, and I'm going to tell you three things. I want to teach you how to get your message across. I want to teach you guys how to know which galleries are right for you. It'll literally be three sentences. And I want to teach you how you can present your work so that it's presented in a way that it truly deserves, right? And this is all in a nutshell. So first and foremost, I'm going to start with the latter, how to present your work so it really aligns with where you want to be, who you want to be. I do have, you know, in if you work with me, you really get to learn how to do this practically. But in a nutshell, what I want to invite you to do is think about where you want to be in the art world. Look at the galleries you want to work with. Look at the people you want to work with. And here's this. Just go to their Instagram and their website and see how they are presenting their work, how they are presenting the work of the artists that they work with. If it's a gallery, look at how they're visually doing it. Are they presenting work hanging on in a big white room, right? Or are they presenting, you know, like six artists on their homepage with just the images of the work? Or are they showing the artist and the work? How are they doing this? And present your work in a similar way. That's how you reach that vibration, right? So that's the practical and the energetic part of it, is just reaching that vibration by presenting your work in the same way. The next thing I'm going to teach you is how to know which galleries are right for you, because I'm sure there are so many artists out there who they have sent DMs to so many galleries and they're not hearing back, or they don't know how to approach a gallery, or they just think to themselves, well, is this gallery right for me? Like, they go to all the openings and then they wonder why they don't have a studio visit, right? And this is something I feel like this is something that I recently learned how to articulate. I'm so excited to teach to everyone. But there are so many different types of collectors. And a big collector, a big type of collector, is one that we don't often focus on. What we often focus on in the art world are collectors who are really, really into building a foundation, who are big names, who are actually collecting to invest in the artwork because they plan to sell it later at a higher price, or they need to buy an artwork to not pay taxes on selling an artwork. So to not have to pay capital gains, they do a 1098 exchange or whatever it is. So we think about those art collectors a lot, and we're like, ooh, I want to be in their collection. And that's cool. But a big type of collector, the majority of collectors out there are everyday people. And guess what? There's more and more and more of them they came up in, especially during the pandemic, because people were at home and they were staring at their empty walls and they saw art and they decided, hey, it should be on my wall, right? And so those are the people that are buying at kind of an entry-level price. They're not buying things for six figures yet, but they're buying. And one thing that I noticed from working with collectors for so many years is they like one thing or the other. They tend to go for certain formal qualities, right? So for example, painterly versus linear. I'm sure everybody listening to this podcast knows what that is. Painterly, you see the brushstroke. Linear, you might see the brushstroke, but the lines are very distinct in the artwork. Right. And so on a subconscious level, or maybe conscious level, many, many galleries will figure out what their pool of collectors are into in the majority. And so there will be a gallery that shows, let's say, 80% or 90% painterly work. And if your work is painterly, and you know, there are also many other qualities that you want to look at, but for example, there's this one. And you are with this, kind of following along with this gallery, going to their opening, schmoozing, whatever, you have a chance of showing your work there. But if your work is linear and everything at the gallery is super painterly, that's going to be a longer shot, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So just knowing sort of, and I hate to compare us, you know, use this saying, but you don't want to bark up the wrong tree, right? So that's the other thing. But the last thing I want to teach you is once you find the right tree, right? Once you present your work a certain way to match that energy, what you're going to do is you're going to end up talking to these people. And how do you get them to understand your work? I worked in galleries for so long. We went to do so many art fairs. I had less than 2 minutes to introduce an artist to a potential collector. And I wanted them to remember the story because humans are natural storytellers. If a collector or a potential collector walks in, they see something they like, they want to repeat that story back to their spouse, for example. How do you make that happen in less than 2 minutes? It's super simple to explain. It might take a while to create. There's something called an elevator pitch, right? We've all heard of this. You have 30 seconds in an elevator to pitch someone, right? So what I advise artists to do is to look at three things, and this is the formula for an elevator pitch. Most people, when they talk about their artwork, what they want to do is they want to say what they do. I'm a realist painter, or I paint abstract expressionist work, right? That's already going to not work because whoever you're talking to is going to think of the one person they know who's an abstract expressionist painter and assume your work is just like that, right? So what I advise you to do is to say why you do what you do, right? Your intention behind the work, how your perspective informs the work, and then tell them what you do. So instead of painting or saying, I paint nudes, you could say, well, I'm really interested in human anatomy. As a matter of fact, I dropped out of medical school because when I realized how interested in anatomy I was, I thought that painting was the best way to explore the subject. So now I paint the human figure. 2 seconds or whatever it was, 10, and done, donezies, right? So those three things I just want to leave here on this podcast to live in eternity for artists to know, because I feel like that answers so many questions.
That is so invaluable, and you've come up with such a brilliant formula in which to really, because it's so overwhelming. It's so overwhelming for an artist, you know? And I feel like you've really, you're the person that's done the work in which artists can truly trust you, right? To help guide them and to be able to break down these barriers by breaking down what it is in which how we are going to move forward as artists. So thank you for that, first of all. I don't know. I'm just in awe of what you do. And okay, so you can take the Artist Academy and you can down. So
I was just going to say, you know, what's so beautiful is that we're just two pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah.
And it's so magical that we found each other, because everybody listening, you know, they have another puzzle piece to put together in this very nebulous world. And what you do, what I do, is we make it a lot more coherent. Yeah.
And that's what we need, all of us, right? It's just, I always say, I gave a talk at SUNY Purchase yesterday, and I'm like, the most important thing is to find your community in which you can mentor each other, you know, and whether that is friendship mentorship, paid mentorship, educational mentorship, it doesn't matter. You have to find the right people. And if it's coming from a good place and good energy, which comes back to what you were talking about, you're going to see the results you want and need for yourself, you know? And I feel like you're doing that for our community. And yeah, I want to help you on whatever. And I think right now I just want to like talk to you. I want to get like tea and talk to you for like 5 hours. I'm really looking forward to continuing this relationship. And so what's next for you is what is next for you? You're not doing private clients anymore, but all of these artists can get what they're looking for by signing up for your Artist Academy.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're, first of all, we're all listening to podcasts. So listen to my podcast. It's the Artist Advisory Hotline. If you can, hit subscribe. I put out episodes that have this intention of also lifting the veil on the art world. And if you're interested in working with me, getting to know me, just go ahead, visit my website, theartistadvisory.com, and see what's out there. I have the Artist Academy, which is a beautiful self-paced course that will teach you all the practical and energetic tools of how to get your work out there, how to actually make your art career happen. And that also includes a website template, so you don't have to worry about what to put on your website and how to build it and all of that stuff. And I can tell you, the template is amazing. So many artists have it, but it looks unique to them because, like I said, everything I teach is customizable. It took me a really long time to figure out how to do that because I know that your work is so unique. You're unique. Every artist is as unique as a fingerprint. And that's kind of the tough thing about this job, right?
Yeah.
But like Emily said, you're a business, and seeing yourself that way, there are so many businesses out there. There's gajillions of businesses out there, and they're all very unique, just like a fingerprint. And they have strategies that work for them. Right. So I have created those strategies for artists. So yeah, that's how, and follow me on Instagram, at the artist advisory with underscores between the words.
It's a really fun Instagram too. You'll know that you found it. It's really beautifully done. Marina, I can't thank you enough. I mean, again, I think that we will bore my listeners if you and I have the conversation that I want to have, because it's a very long conversation. And I feel like there are a few people that actually understand what it takes to build something like you've built it, you know? And for all of our listeners, please head on over to Marina's website. What is it? It's like you have to look at something how many times before you actually like make the change or buy it or understand it, right? It's like, so the first,
oh, yeah.
The first step is, and we all do it. Like I'll go on a website. I'll be like, that's interesting. I don't have time to look at this. And then I'll return to it. So do the first step and head on over to her website. It's so interesting. It so clearly breaks everything down in a really easy to understand way. The marketing is beautiful. And you're such a beautiful person. You're so kind. I love it that you lead with your energetic wisdom. I don't care who says whatever. It's the only way to manifest. Like I know it. I've learned it the hard way and I've learned it the beautiful way, you know? And it just is true. It's just there. We can manifest these things if we are tapping into the right energies. It's true. Yeah. But yeah, I can't thank you enough.
Emily, yeah. Emily, before you go, I'm sure everyone's at the edge of their seat. What's your sign?
Okay. So I am a Libra.
Happy belated or happy birthday.
No, so this is the problem, Marina, because I am not a Libra. My birthday is October 20th. I'm on the cusp of Scorpio. I am such a fucking Scorpio. And like anytime someone learns that I'm a Libra, they're like, it's like harmony and balance and like everything that I'd be curious to learn my rising and what planet dictates my emotions, because that's one hell of a planet, if you know what I mean.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if we're the same, or wait, the one that dictates your emotion is the moon. And so I wouldn't be surprised if we were the same moon.
What's your moon?
Because Aries. So very fiery emotions.
Oh God. It's like too much to even handle, you know? I hear you. I like can't with myself. Yeah, I'm a Libra. But I'm right on the cusp. I think it turns to Scorpio on the 23rd and my birthday is the 20th.
I see so many Scorpio vibes in you. I have so many friends who are Scorpios.
You do?
And and I feel like, I see it. I see what you mean.
Right? Like
totally. And we got to find out your big
thing. I know. I have to. And I think I did at one point, like in college, and then I didn't, but I am so interested in it. And that would be fun. I think we have another podcast episode coming out. Emily and Marina talk energy and the asshole planets that are dictating our emotions.
Okay. Yeah. Sign us up. We are going to do that. It'll be great.
All right. Emily, Marina, I can't. Yeah. This was really nice. So thank you very much. And I can't wait for you and I to meet up in person soon.
Same. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of The Art Career. If you get value from this podcast, please consider helping me make more of these episodes by becoming an Art Career Premium member at theartcareer.supercast.com. That's theartcareer.supercast.com. And please don't forget to rate and review. Every rating counts. Thanks so much.